Millennials share, but boomers buy. Robert Pasikoff. If you think all the baby boomers are retiring, it might be wise to keep in mind that baby boomers have a different philosophical view when it comes to retirement. Our predictive studies indicate the average baby boomer feels 9 years younger than his or her actual chronological age, and boomers, age 55 plus, account for nearly half of consumer spending, up 2% YOY. Sure, 65% of millennials tweet, but millennials currently account for only 12% of consumer spending, down 3% YOY. This doesn't mean marketers should ignore them, of course, but they shouldn't become a marketer's obsession either. Our predictive emotional engagement metrics were leading indicators of the following facts of brand life when our loyalty and engagement index was released in January of 2018. Shopping isn't relaxing for baby boomers. Baby boomers want convenience and place higher value than all other age groups on an easy access location, an easy to navigate store, and a clear return policy. At 85%, baby boomers topped all age cohorts in saying they prefer to shop in-store, and half of those consumers are likely to look around a store for new products. Baby boomers aren't stuck in the good old days. They are the only generation that doesn't prioritize buying the brands they used while growing up. Oh, and one more thing marketers should keep in mind. It turns out age is no barrier when it comes to buying.
What happened? Millennials tweeted, and baby boomers bought stuff. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, millennials had an average annual expenditure of $47,112.78. Baby boomers spent 27% more. Boomers spent 13% more than millennials on apparel and 50% more on entertainment. But apparently an appetite for eating out knows no age cohort. Baby boomers spent an average of only $9.54 more than millennials. It's true that age is a matter of mind over matter. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. But if you're a marketer and you ignore a fertile customer base, it's going to matter a lot.